And the buses used to do these days.
And the buses used to do. You'd stop at every, they had a bus, a Greyhound bus stop down here. Three and four and five times a day.
They don't stop here anymore?
You got to catch a bus in Athens or in Wildwood.
Yeah. You can't get a bus from here to Athens, can you? There's not any way to get there except for cars.
That's all. That's the same way with trains, a little train, you know. And we had passenger trains too. It wasn't just the of course there's no passenger trains on this track now. That's freight trains now.
There's a good many of those still go by.
There's a lot of sometimes you wish there wasn't any of them.
What did you call the teacher at school? Do you have female or male teachers?
I had both. And our principal was a male, Mr. Stevens, and our basketball coach was a male, Mr. Smith. And then all my other teachers, I guess, were women. I had Miss Thurman and Miss Hickabottom. Whitehead, and we call them Miss or Mrs. We'd raise our hand and say teacher.
Do you call them Mrs. or do you call them just Miss?
We call it Mrs. Like if someone were married and someone wasn't married. And if they were married, we call them Miss Whitehead. If they weren't married, Miss Whitehead.
You didn't call him a school mom or anything, no.
Might have felt like it. At some time or the other.
And what about the ones who were in school? Did you call them students or?
Pupils.
They were the pupils.
Teacher's pet.
Pupil. Yeah, every school's got all kinds. How many was there in your class that you graduated?
There's 25 of them.
25?
Think about the 300 or 400 that graduate now at a time, you know.
There was about 500. Oh. What about preacher? Did you have somebody who was a full-time preacher or who worked another job and just kind of preached on Sunday?
As well as I can remember, we first started off, our preacher was just, we just had preaching one Sunday a month. And then we got to where we had this guy that was just out of the seminary. He wasn't out of the seminary, he was just out of Troop McConnell. And he was going to Mercer, and he gave it for two Sundays a month. And then when he finished Mercer, we ordained him, and he take it full time.
So he just did that full time. He didn't have to have another kind of job.
And our preacher now, the preacher that we have now, and has been for years, it's 50. It's either 52 or 56 that we went full time. It wasn't bivocational. Bivocational means part time. You did another job as well as preach.
Oh, okay. So even the ones who went around when they just had it one Sunday a month, that was their job. All they did.
And see, like I said, you know, they were ones that we had then were in school. Still there in school.
What do you call women who work in an office? Lots of times they type.
Secretary, bookkeeper.